Right on. I guess I'll start first. My name's DeMarcus. I guess I'm kind of going by the name Bones on the web here. I've been going through some really amazing transformations here over the last, I would say, about a year. And I'm getting to the point where I realize what my greatest talents are, the direction I need to be heading, and who it is that I can touch in the world. I've been making different choices. I kind of want to center a podcast or get my voice on the airways, and try to promote being gentle with yourself. I made the choice to become a vegan, and I've been a vegan now since December. I think it's been December 24th. So I've been going about 6 months now. I've been a vegan, and it's probably the best choice I've ever made. And it was totally off the whim. And I'm not exactly sure. I don't know how far this thing goes or where you are in the world. I'm in the United States.
I'm in Kenya.
Okay, cool. Okay, nice. I'd love to leave the country. That'd be amazing. Well, here in my country, the diet of the average person isn't so great. To be more specific, the two places I grew up in life, Texas being one of them, Nevada being the other. Now, Texas, most people there that I've come into contact with, they don't keep up with these things, or they're just kind of going by the standard code of what it is, these basic meal plans and stuff like that. Food is, I kind of want to exacerbate that food is life, right? You're either eating to live or you're eating to die. And so I think it's people don't have access to some of the same information. See, like, I kind of want to bring it back to, I know I'm kind of all over the place, but these things are relevant if you can follow me.
Of course, I'm following you.
Okay. So life is kind of built around like elasticity, right? Like kind of the things that we experience, the things that we see, we read, things of that nature, right? I think the things that I've seen when it comes to how it is they go about processing the foods that we eat, I've experienced people throughout my life who've passed away from different things, abuse of different drugs, synthetic or not, food in their diet, things of that nature. And it's because people are not boiling it all down, it's people are not exposed to information. And we live in an age where information is at the fingertips, but at the same time, there's so much of it, you have to comb through it. And if you're not combing through it the right way, you're gonna use, like, information is more important than money. But the thing is, the information is so easily mixed in with this and this, and it's mixed in with so many things, it's hard for people to tell what's real and what's fake. So if you're living a certain type of way and you can say, like, I've experienced this, I've done this, I've seen that, it makes a difference. And then we're and again, we live in the era where I can film myself or record myself talking and tell people, like, this is real, dead serious. Like, there was never a time in my life where I've decided, like, let me moderate this or let me change that. As when I started changing my diet to a raw plant-based diet, and I started incorporating meditation into my diet, like just sitting there for 20 or 30 minutes and just doing nothing, just sit there and just relax, self-reflection, being gentle on myself, the thoughts that I entertain. There are certain things that I choose not to even pay attention to. It's in the word, spend the energy, put the energy into. And so there's, I think those things are really important. We create atoms as we process thoughts. And I think people don't necessarily take those things into consideration when they entertain their brains with all these different things that taint our subconscious. And so, again, it just kind of just back to the information. I want to put it out there that there's more than what you know. I feel like a lot of the things that I grew up knowing is totally backwards. Like all the food that they told me to eat, I'm pretty much supposed to eat the opposite. The way you told me I was supposed to think, it's kind of the opposite. You know, you don't really get a good gist of history till you get to college. You know, yeah. Just little things like that. Little things like that. And so the gift that I have is explaining myself. I've never really gone off of the whim to it's fear. I've always kind of had like this honest fear of like really putting myself out there. And I've always had the charisma and being able to break these different words down and being able to talk to different people from different walks of life. But I feel like with different things playing out in life and people actually believe in me. I have so many people behind me saying, oh, you should do, you know, after a while, when you have so many people actually believing in you when you're doing it, it makes a big difference. And so I'm actually going off the whim and just trying things. And this is why I downloaded the Anchor app. I've actually downloaded it about a couple of weeks ago, but I was trying to get my head together for what it is that I really wanted to talk about before I started to really dive out here and see if I could actually, you know, talk to people and network and stuff like that, because I'm trying to put out an energy that I want back.
Yeah.
Sorry about flooding you there, but just to kind of give you, I guess, a general idea of. That's okay.
Yes, that's all right.
But I guess that's about it.
Amazing. Yes. I appreciate what you're doing. And the most important thing in life, as you have rightly discovered, is to be gentle on yourself, to be kind to yourself, and to give yourself an opportunity to feel and to live and to see and to, you know, to get to experience life as it is. And so myself, I have also been on a journey, and this journey is, you know, so revelatory in the sense that I have discovered that I need to put myself out there. That's another huge gift. That's another big, actually one of the biggest gifts that you can give yourself as, you know, as long as you live, to be able to put yourself out there and let yourself be seen.
Right.
Let yourself be felt, let yourself be heard. Because I have lived my life, I discovered, because most of my transformation has happened in the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. Last year being the most profound and deep year for me in terms of being awakened and enlightened and you know, informed. And so I have decided that I also want to be out there to reach out, to speak, and hopefully to be heard, because at the end of the day, that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants to know that someone is listening, to know that someone feels what they're, you know, saying, and hopefully someone finds something that resonates with them in what you're doing, you know. Exactly. So my journey has been like that, and I'm not a vegan myself, but if I could talk about being gentle with myself in a different sense, mm-hmm. I would maybe talk about living with an open heart and living with an open mind, mm-hmm. and also having the awareness that we are all connected, and also really allowing myself an opportunity to make mistake and to learn, because the culture does not give that opportunity. The culture, the mainstream society does not allow people to do that.
Yeah.
The mainstream society straitjackets people into some form of system that sort of charts your path to life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're expected to act, to speak, to relate, to think in a certain way. And you're not allowed to be able to explore the world. You're not allowed to be able to see the world for what it really is. Because the shaping of your mind, the shaping of your thought, the thought process is directed and is ordered in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually writing a book, right? I'm in the process of writing my debut. And what I'm talking about in the book is about my personal journey. I have not personalized the book that much, but the things I'm talking there are the things that matter to me, the deep things that I have felt and think that I need to put out there in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so my journey of life, I just celebrated my 27th birthday last week.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. And I am at liberty. Right now I feel I am free.
Mm-hmm.
I am free in the sense that I am living the life the way I have always wanted to live my life, with an open heart, and with a readiness to bring in whatever it is that I think will add value to my life. So, by the way, what was the topic? I may have even gone off the
topic. That's totally fine. This would be my first.
I'm just saying random things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, that's totally fine. This would be my first episode. I'm going to save and not edit everything that I do. So, I mean, this would be us, in a sense, getting to know each other for, say, for example, in episode 2 or 3, 4, whatever it is we decide to discuss.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. So, yes, I had not organized myself exactly what to talk about, but I thought it's important to mention that because, you know, our journeys of life are full of surprises, and
yes,
sometimes things happen and we are overwhelmed and we are swept by the tide, and by the time we realize we are too far, you know, down the road. And it becomes important always to just have a moment, like you said, to sit and to have a moment with yourself.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And search the depths of your soul and to see what exactly is happening down there, deep down in within the heart of hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And also to feel the energy, the way the energy is flowing within your system, and to align yourself with what exactly you feel within your, you know, your heart.
Exactly.
I think that's the most important thing, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment we do, even when other voices, because a lot of voices, you know, the voices in the fringes, people talk and they try, those voices drown the voice that is genuine, that comes from deep down there. So the voices seek to drown, and the voices of instruction, the voices of command, the voices of opinion,